Parker Pathways. Dr. Gwen Parker on November 12th, year 2006. We're covering and just touching the surface of what is called pathways of fluoride, cancer, politics, and a few changes in our food and water supply that are affecting our very beings and how we have to change this legally. One quick point for Ed in Georgia, who was on the last caller. The disinfectant byproducts in the water, there are about 1,500 of them, as I mentioned, and only about 3 to 80 are actually being studied. But bladder cancer from disinfecting byproducts are more prevalent in men than they are in women. You can get, if you go to a dosage of 50 micrograms per liter, which is running on the average of these contaminants, you can get about a 40 to 50% increase of risk of bladder cancer. That's a rough rule of thumb. And women do not have that problem. Their problems get into osteomyelitis. And there are ways that you can change these bladder cancer disinfecting byproducts. They're doing an extensive study in Spain that I've gotten permission to expose when the time comes about bladder cancer and water. And it's a very big hair raiser in terms of things. Okay, we're going to go to George in New York. George, are you there?
Yes, sir. Well, I am.
Yeah. Hello, George.
Good hearing your voice again.
Thank you.
We are making progress toward our effort in removing the chloramine issue of our water supply. And
good.
Thanks to your correspondence and your material. And I sent you a recent email again, which will describe more. But the hard copy I'm waiting for from you. But I can say this, that I have been buttonholing our local politicians and making them aware of what's going on here. But the public sentiment seems to be very much in strong favor of we removing our system from this river supply to our local wells, which we have more than an adequate supply of and need to just refurnish and re-back online. We have a great artesian system here that was one of the prideful well supplies of this state, and so we're back on that because of negligence that has been long.
Yeah, I'm leading. I'm trying the best I can. I don't want to be the only person because I need a little army out there of anything.
That's
but
right.
I'm leading the national push on the constitutional amendment to change. Remember, I talked about this.
That's
where
right.
We have a legal arm whereby
right.
The people have a right to vote.
Absolutely.
On this issue. And another thing, to be able to have a grand jury system of science and technology. Everywhere you go in this world, it's 21st century. You've got technology, electronic technology, you've got medical tech, everybody's talking technology, but we have no input into it except to buy the junk, you know? You know what I'm saying about that? When you buy the junk, you know, it's the stuff that goes with it. It helps our life in terms of other things, but we have no input into the processing by which a lot of these things are done. So, therefore, we have to have some change that's occurring. And where the change starts, which leads me to this other point, city councils should be legally liable for their decisions. What do you think of that? That's what I've been promoting for 3 years. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. The Republic Broadcasting Network brings you a more powerful voice than all the liberal media and all those announcing problems we face. It's the voice of Fearless Radio screaming, take back control of your life. For the first time in the history of radio, you can join us for a classroom, in fact, a training camp of preparedness. You already know the problems. They're not hard to figure out. But you and your family must act now with solutions. Bring a notebook and be on time to class every Sunday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. The Liberty Task Force will meet you there. These greatest experts in the country will teach you total self-reliance and independence. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. Repeat this thought. If it is to be, it's up to me. But remember, freedom is never free.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Still have George on the line from New York.
Yes, you do, Doctor. I apologize. We have somehow lost your connection. I was on a cell previously. I've now gone to a landline. So
yeah.
I apologize for that.
Do you have another question? Because there's some information I want to give you and my listeners. Go ahead.
Basically, just inform that we're stepping forward with our efforts here, and that through your efforts and your support, we are making very much progress. And all the
that's wonderful
feedback on. Finding here are extremely in favor, and this we have to deal with the political entity, but we will get it done, and we will be on our own solid water supply.
No, that's good. There's something else I need to tell you, because by the way, thinking everyone talks about thinking about solutions and doing this is one of the solution activities that I've been proposing on the change of the Constitution of the United States to put forth on. Thomas Jefferson's view is life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and I want to add health.
I would agree with that 100%.
Because Benjamin Franklin had to cross it out only under duress when they wrote that the Constitution.
I would not doubt that one.
Yeah, he had to cross it out, and there's something that you absolutely need to know. I was going to present today.
Okay.
It's a work by Dr. Maas. You spell that M-A-A-S, and
okay.
Stephen Patch. They were co-directors of the Environmental Quality Institute at the University of North Carolina in Asheville.
Okay.
And what they did was a very fine piece of work at about the combination of chloramines and fluoroacetic acid. In other words, putting fluoride with chloramine, which is
the whole
point of this show, because this is world domination of chemistry and food. I'm not joking. This is in the treaty.
I am seriously in support of it because I have a co-conspirator here, Michael Anthony, who is an environmental scientist.
Yes.
And much in admiration of your works as well, and he is a very talented young man as well, and he has been espousing that very same thing, in particular with the combination of fluorides and water, and they are just a critical.
And I know the chemistry of this as it is at the moment. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's incredibly important, which I mentioned on the last hour, mm-hmm. is that the chloramines in fluoroacetic acid. That's
right.
The point, because that's how fluoride is actually administered. It's fluoroacetic acid. When people say fluoride, they don't realize it's fluorosilic acid, fluoroacetic acid, fluorosilic acid, and there are three forms of that, and they're all functioning,
right.
And they have, when you add the ammonia to the chloride,
right.
what you are doing is taking the lead out of anything it touches.
Right, and passing it along to you.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
So and so when you're, if you want to improve dental health, you're not, fluorosilic acid is considered for dental health. And
right.
of course, the fancy word is fluorination.
Right.
But the problem here is, this study was put out in the year 2001.
Right.
Suppressed all this time with Dr. Bass's work, which I'm
right.
mentioning today.
Right.
And Dr. Moss is no longer with us. Nobody knows how he died.
Oh, boy.
And he was a young man,
mm-hmm.
and he's not with us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do is to carry on his legacy of what part he plays in this, which happens to be very good. Now, you can find a cover story of Dr. Moss's work with fluoride and
mm-hmm.
chloramine, which the government tried to suppress a long time ago. It was
right.
poor government, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's in News and Observer, which is Wednesday the 18th on May 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get a hold of that and take a look at it, and you'll get a decent talking material for the legalities that I'm trying to put forth. That's what I'm leading, this idea that, you see, city council should be liable
mm-hmm.
for their decisions.
I totally agree.
And throughout America, we got to get a grip.
We do.
We got to get a grip, because when this country was formed, as you know, this, if you read the history, our country was formed based upon the concept of independence of the states.
Absolutely.
Meant liability for responsibility.
Exactly.
And people talk a good game on the Constitution,
they
but
don't,
I don't
they
think
they don't stand up to it, Doctor.
No, and they don't read it.
No, they don't. Exactly.
You know, they don't understand that
yeah.
what we're trying to do. Like a few moments ago, some notice was put forth that I just got, you know,
mm-hmm.
saying, well, the Palestinians want to put an attack on America. And you know, that story is 20 minutes old
yep.
as we speak.
That's
and
it.
The thing is, you know, and then we got some other people in India on a plane and everything. And I'm thinking to myself, excuse me, this is uncensored radio, but the hell with it. And
mm-hmm.
in terms of the thing, you know, they want to kick me off the radio or take the satellite and turn it toward
mm-hmm.
Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you something. Where in the hell are these people? What is their contribution to the world? I'm sorry, boy. I'm going to get in trouble on this. But, you know, we've got the only piece of Constitution that has survived to make a culture work.
And that's why they're all against us, Doctor.
Yeah, it's an ideological concept. These
exactly.
people would think, well, why don't we poison this? Blow that up. Do the what the hell contribution's that?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, the thing, you know, and people talk about their children. They want to have them educated and the whole thing. You know that they did in San Jose, California, at the Science Institute down there. They asked 100 children walking through the door where water came from. Now I know that may sound kind of ideological.
No.
They 40% didn't know.
Did not tell you. Could not tell you.
And nobody knew where milk came from.
Really? Is that not an amazing? As an old farm boy, really, that they did not
it's
know
true.
That.
It's true.
Well,
and
actually, there's a theory, I guess, somewhere out there where chocolate milk comes from chocolate cows.
Exactly. No, there are people who actually say that.
I would
and
believe
the,
it.
And the perchlorate, which is part of the rocket fuel industry,
right.
Is in milk.
Wow. Wow.
And so not on all milk,
right,
but it's in regional parts of the world where we're drinking it.
Yeah, you
and
mentioned
all these
that.
All these medical folks want to have some story that it's eliminated in the body and so forth. And they
this is the one that really bothers me, Doctor, and particularly in the chloramine aspect here, is that they expect the human body to be the final filtration point for this business.
Well, that's what I call the Public Utility Commission wants us to be a human processing plant.
Isn't that great? That's beautiful. This is you're right. I tell you, I have never been so aware and so irately against all this activity since I've had a chance to contact and be informed with you and this young gentleman, Michael Anthony. It's a full total awareness.
If we can get millions of people, I'm shooting for 2 million people listening to Parker Pathways. That's what I'm shooting for.
That's it.
And when I put forth in the concept of these explanations of what's being handled on the global planning with these other nations, they're very much involved in these decisions that come right down to the pinpoint of your little town, little town.
Exactly.
You know, and that's real because it's called globalization.
But you know, the sad part of this story, Doctor, is we in this little town have an alternate source. We have an option.
Yeah.
However, in this city water flow supply, we're talking an area of about 60 or 70,000 here who are hostage. And completely
that's exactly
hostage.
Right.
Because
and that's why I'm saying they should be liable for what they're doing.
I would agree, but they have this premise, well, the state has approved it, and I've gone right to the health commissioner's office, and this is the answer I was given, period. In fact, they have so much, in fact, gone to be so bold and audacious to say to me, well, they have a treatment component to prevent lead dissolving.
Well,
I didn't want to call them a liar, but I was ready to do that.
But the thing comes down to what they're trying to say is to the sodium phosphate. What they're doing is putting sodium phosphate and sodium oxalate phosphate in the water. They do that in Hawaii under the idea of saying they're dissolving the lead.
Right.
You know what? Let me put it to you this way. You know the sweetener Splenda.
Yes, sir.
Splenda, I exposed about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
Is made from chlorine.
Made from chlorine. Beautiful. Well, that sure stops me in my tracks, Doctor.
So if you have oxychlorophosphate and oxyphosphate as your additive to take and, quote, change the pH is their story, you know, everything.
Right.
Hey, this is basic chemistry. You do that, and now what you've got is an oxyphosphate with a chlorophosphate. You have pure poison.
Beautiful. That's great. This is great.
And the thing comes down to the fact you can go to any grocery store in this country and you're going to have Splenda on your box.
Yes, we do. We have Splenda. In fact, I've used Splenda for baking as an alternative to sugar.
Yeah, that's what they think because of the aspartame story. And the aspartame is a puny child of torture and death compared to Splenda.
Okay.
And Johnson & Johnson is very upset with me, but the whole thing is because they make $75 billion per year on Splenda and the whole thing, and, you know, lawyers trying to tell me, well, you can't tell me, you can't. I says, hey, Chaco, this is the way out, because I'm not a politically correct person. You know I'm right.
Doctor, I agree with political
correctness
reading, belongs in a garbage can.
Yeah, I'm reading their patent.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That's my work. Intellectual property analysis to find out what the value is. I said, if I had this piece of shit, I said, I think I'd, you know, I wouldn't feed this. I would use this for rat poison.
I think that'd be great. You know what, Doctor? You just caused me to do one thing. Stop using Splenda, period.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to help your kidneys.
No, I agree with that. I don't need that complication.
No way.
Not that I use it as a great often area, but I will tell you that I will be back to great sugar.
Yeah,
if any
potential sponsors listening, I'm going to get 12 sponsors for this show and go national. And I'm going
to
go and push these people in a rat hole.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know.
The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess. So you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or see the floral and fruit basket for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I want to apologize for my cuss word that got loose. I'm sorry about that. I would not want to do that on purpose, but if you don't understand, I'm just apologizing for that, if I offended anybody. Let's have Ron in Seattle, Washington. Is Ron still there? Is Ron there from Seattle?
I'm still here, Dr. Parker.
Hi, Ron.
Yeah, I'll let you know that I've given up my going to church today to listen to your program.
Yeah, thank you.
Especially today, because you're on my favorite subject of water.
Yeah.
I agree with what you talk about trying to get the senators and congressmen and local people, you know, the town committee there to get involved on this thing here. But I've got, I tried it, sent letters, talked to them, and I got nothing back. So what I believe that we have to do something ourselves in our homes.
That's right.
And what I've got is a filter. I know this thing, I just put another additional filter on my water. This is not something I bought downtown. This is, I won't mention the company, but I put fluoride and arsenic additional filters on my other filters, and I know that it's not going to be 100%. Maybe you can let the public know, but I think we each individual have to independently do it ourselves. We can't stop relying on a stupid government because they're not going to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes to the local people, too, the congressmen.
Mm-hmm. This is why I'm taking these two approaches on constitutional change, because you can do that. That's one initiative that the lawmakers can't tamper with. if you get enough people to make the constitutional changes within states and with the Constitution, that's one avenue. The other avenue is this grand jury idea I have, which is is supposed to be a what I call a confidence-building legal arm. In other words, if you have citizens that are be able to have in the grand jury system, no matter where you pick them from, you're picking them from a different kind of knowledge base that has legal consequences. In other words, if a person's making a decision in city councils or on the board of supervisors, particularly in every state, they're telling the city council people, and the city council people have what are called master water contracts. And so they get money from going through their little dog and pony show saying, well, we're going to increase the utility rates, we're going to have a meeting. And the next 10 minutes they say, well, we're just having a meeting. And then they go and vote on it, and on the thing, and, well, we just had our meeting. And so the public sees it, and they say, well, it's in the public domain. Yet the public doesn't have any chance to put an input into that process. So they've just increased the utility tax. You're going to thing and say, well, hey, our water costs and everything and so forth is too high. And the whole thing they don't understand, they say, well, we have to make improvement. Do we have anything to say about the fact that they're federal matching monies for they go into millions of dollars that are chopped up like a piece of pie among all of those union people that the city council take care of?
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
You know, and the thing comes down to the fact that's real. And I think if people want to make a change, they have to make it as you're suggesting. There are a lot of states of the art that in science that don't quite take care of fluoride and chloramine particularly. But this is where innovation comes in, and where we have another front. It's our mind. People out there are smart. They think about it. And the thing is, you know, it's a process of inventing something that might be useful to be able to handle these problems. And to handle the legal end, which has to go to the map, because I'm going to tell you, they're going to run all over us. You take some of this, you take some of this process, I believe in defending America, but why should you defend America at the price of having health officers make decisions that border on medical malpractice?
Well, yeah, health is number one on my list. I'm up in my 70s. Can I mention this company that that makes these filters and tell me whether or not the it takes enough fluoride or arsenic out of there and all the other impurities to make a difference?
Well, I'd rather totally not, because but go ahead. You know, there are.
Well, is there a company out there that you can put a filter on there that will take it all out? Or
well, there's one company.
Out?
There's, I happen to know from the state-of-the-art analysis that they're close, but that's helpful, but they're not complete. I mean, you can't take the nitrogens out as you should, and the fluorides and the perchlorates out as you should, and anything, because the technology just can't depend on carbon filters. Carbon filters just don't take that out. And ozonation kills bacteria is a bigger process. That's one of the alternate technologies that I want to see expanded in the state of the art. Reverse osmosis, ozonation, and ultraviolet.
Well, I use the ozone process on the water before it goes through the filters.
Yeah.
So I thought I might be wasting my time, but you know, it does take some of the bacteria out.
Well, it does. It's a lot better choice on the before the filters, you know. There is one company that I want to talk to privately, and whose name starts with the letter E. And I'd like to talk to that fellow. He and I talk some turkey and see if we can, you know, kind of expand some stuff here on this show. I'd like to have him as my sponsor, to tell you the truth.
You know, this Seattle area, with all this rainwater, I'm thinking about going out and getting into the buckets. And
you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. It's as easy is 1, 2, 3. 1, get a box. 2, fill the box with unwanted new or used items. 3, send them to us. In just 3 easy steps, you can further the cause for freedom. How does it work? You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. You can help. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter and support the fight for freedom.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's Sunday, and November 12th, and we're discussing a lot of different things. And you can't get it all in a two-hour show, but by the way, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and there are just a few points left over that can be discussed. I want to answer the questions that the callers have come in. There and disinfectant byproducts that are in the water as a possible cancerous risk. When I first exposed this in the year 2002, it was the idea that chloramine itself really caused cancer in laboratory animals, and I felt that in any medical research system, when you have something that happens in the animals, you have to extrapolate that out so that you get to human research, you have some clue as to which direction you're going. The EPA has suppressed a lot of this stuff. Well, these studies don't count anymore, but I'm going to indicate to you that the reproductive and developmental effects from epidemiology and lab studies is very pronounced in disinfecting byproducts in the water and in the food. A reference that listeners can work with is Dr. Swan's work, Swan, and the initials are S.H. Swan, and that's in the Journal of Epidemiology in 1998, Volume 9, and pages 136 to 180. This is prime work. I have over many, many dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of work pieces and all kinds of things that go for every human problem that's been done on humans with this disinfectant byproducts. And but the Swan work is kind of a cornerstone. The EPA is saying, well, the statistics weren't right or something like that. But if you were to look at the work and you were to see pretty much which direction things were going in, you would change your mind dramatically as to about, you know, as to exactly what we're talking about. The whole process of attempts to try to understand work that's been done, you need to just keep in mind that our whole business of protein structures in the body are governed by various forms of reproductive hormones. This was always the basis for a lot of the work that was being done, promoted, put forth. And let's say that we go with like one of the callers, as somebody can kind of look at it and say, well, I'm in Congress, I can do something about this kind of thing. But let's say that you're a congressman or you're somebody who's in a person of authority and you knew the following titles of the work that's been done. Shauna Swan, I've just repeated her work, but this is another piece of work, prospective study of spontaneous abortion, relation to amount and source of drinking water consumed in early pregnancy. How would you like to be a congressman, male or female, particularly the one that just became Speaker of the House? Thinner Area. This is a Journal of Epidemiology. This was published in March 1998. How would you like to know that? Or Kellen Betts. Brilliant piece of work. Miscarriages associated with drinking water disinfectant byproducts. The Journal of Environmental Science and Technology. Let's say that you're aware of David Savage's work, S-A-V-I-T-Z, Drinking Water and Pregnancy Outcome in Central North Carolina. I quoted this piece of work, all 700 pages of the work that was done on humans and abortion rates in the Marine base there. That was published in Environmental Health Perspectives. How would you like to go to sleep at night knowing that? And that was in 1995 when they knew this. Ann Atchegru's work, A-S-C-H-E-N-G-R-A-U, Quality of Community Drinking Water and the Occurrence of Late Adverse Pregnancy Outcomes in the Archives of Environmental Science, Volume 48, March 1993. All this work has been suppressed. Judith Cloetz, peer-reviewed, one of the most brilliant biochemists walking, did this work with Lori Pritch, a case-control study of neural tube defects in drinking water contaminants. This was in Atlanta, Georgia. That was in January 1998. The famous work of Frank Bovey, Public Drinking Water Contamination and Birth Outcomes, American Journal of Epidemiology. Kristen Waller, who worked with Dr. Swan, Trihalomethanes in Drinking Water and Spontaneous Abortion, Journal of Epidemiology. Hammereth, Dr. Hammereth, The Effect of Male Factors in Repeated Spontaneous Abortion, Lessons from In Vitro Fertilization and Intracytoplasmic Sperm Injections. This was Human Reproduction Update. This was one of my focuses that got me started in terms, how is it you have sperm head breakages in males and young males from chloramine, fluoride, perchlorate, and live with yourself? And live with yourself. And that brings us to, I don't want to go into be another show. They may, you know, you want to talk about cursing, I won't do that again. It's like the comedians say, I'm sorry, they're doing their own thing, you know. It's like the cable man, you know. The comedian. But all this leads to other kinds of points. One of the things that one of the callers asked about, virus and meat spraying and on delicatessen products. These are a result of nanotechnology virus sprays. And these things can be fatal to humans with sensitivities, and even to normal, healthy individuals. I understand why they're doing it, because what's happening is that the food supply and the water supply is not to be left up to bureaucrats. And there's I was getting ready to do a show a few weeks ago, but on this very very subject, the whole study. We got into the international issues, which happened to be extraordinarily important. And which brings me to process of what we call protein folding molecules that fold as a result of silica fluoride contaminations and perchlorate and chloramine and international pharmacology. The imported drugs that are going to be under the administrative protection in China as a result of the deals that have been made are drugs that try to mask a lot of these effects on meat and foods and water and our electrolyte balance. The product Infragen is made by the company Amgen, which is a U.S. company. They'll start passing this through and through the Chinese pipeline. GlaxoWelcome makes a product called Epifar. The generic name is Lambavudine, which is very powerful. That's another drug through China. Pfizer is going to be passing Trovan through the China pipeline. Italy on the Pharmacia Upjohn is a combination joint venture with some Germans, and the product name is Pararubin, and that's coming through the Chinese pipeline. Germany has their Novo Nordisk company. That's from the old days, the old Nazi days. They're still in power. That drug is Rapaglinidine. That's coming through China now. And Sanofi Squibb from France is going to be putting through the Chinese pipeline Aprovil. And in Germany, they'll be Schering-Plough. Okay. And then various tablets for depression. That's coming through China from a German company. All of these are water-based drugs, every one of them. Chinese treaty that's being passed, signed, and delivered was last week. Do we have a caller from New York? Michael? Is Michael there? And so what we're going to do is to look at exactly where a lot of these aspects are in terms of attempts to try to make legal changes within our Constitution to develop ways to try to overcome the types of transactions that are supposed to be for treaty, but are for not. And a lot of the people that are in the Democratic side on the Senate, like Sheldon Whitehouse, that's from, I think Sheldon's from Rhode Island, and then you got Robert Casey from Pennsylvania, Sherrod Brown from Ohio. These folks will be in a lot of front lines making decisions on these areas that we've been discussing today. Do we have a caller of Michael in New York? Okay. Gene, Louisiana, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hi, Gene.
Hi, how you doing, Dr. Parker? I contacted you last week about some chloramine.
Okay.
My areas are getting ready to add chloramine to the water.
Yes, go ahead.
I composed a letter to put in the local newspaper, and I sent it to RBN by email.
Okay.
So if you would, please go over it, and if you have any additions or... everything I used in the article, I cited a source, either the EPA or newspapers, and I got most of that off of the internet.
Yeah. And, the internet gives you one. It wants to give you. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a good start, and I'll be glad to look at it.
Well,
you can count on that.
Well, please, if you would, and I'll get in the paper as soon as I can. As soon as I hear back from you that you approve or disapprove or have a problem with it.
Yeah. By the way, Gene, do you have my? I'm going to give you my hard copy address. Do you have something to write with?
I sure do.
It's Wynn Parker, and it's P.O. Box 864.
Okay.
Millbrae, California, 94030. And that way you can send me some hard copy, too, for us to, for us to look at.
All right.
And work it from there. Do you have any, by the way, that's good work. By the way, do you have any questions or any comments to make here?
Everything I read is so scary, and there's nothing really that you can do about it once you get in the water. And the only thing you do is to stop them before they put it in the water.
That's right. That's why I want that headwater state-of-the-art engineering technology, an expansion of the present technologies to expand, like, the ozonations, the ultraviolets, the plasma technologies, and filters are okay, but we need to increase to space-age filters. We need another world out there in terms of how to deal with this. Because, like it or not, we're drinking somebody else's problem.
Yeah. Well, especially here in Louisiana, we get everybody's runoff, everybody's sewage. Everything comes through the Mississippi.
That's right.
We're the final, like you say, the final filter.
Oh, yeah. There's no question, and that's why my toilet-to-tap idea on a constitutional initiative across this country, I'm not kidding, and the engineers at University of New England are real upset with me on that. They do not like me saying that, but it's true. If you have endocrine disruptors from pharmaceuticals that you're urinating into the toilet, where do you think it goes?
Well, I've sent the article that I prepared to my local officials, now whether or not they do anything. But
yeah.
the people that I usually send my emails out to, their response is they can't believe that these poisons would be put into their drinking water. And then the next question is, what can we do? And at the bottom of the article, I list several legal recourses that we can go through to stop them.
That's right, Gene, because I want to promote the idea that we need to develop that grand jury system. In other words, we have a grand jury for civil law. We have a grand jury for criminal law in this country, but we don't have a grand jury for science and technology.
Well, I want to thank you for calling me back and getting back in touch with me. Anyhow, I wasn't here. I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'll help you any way I can.
Well, I appreciate it, Gene, and keep up the good work, because this is the real world. This is our battle right here.
You too, Doctor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Do we have a caller from New York? Michael?
Yes, sir. Hi, Dr. Parker.
Hi, Michael.
Yes, sir. Doc, I want to thank you very much, and God bless you for your great show. And
thank you.
Oh, no. You are a blessing to have on the air, because your technical background is perfect, and people need to hear what you're stating every week, and it's just a godsend. And I want to thank you, and God bless you for being there. Now, also, as an environmental scientist that's pretty much functioning in the health area, I believe I do have a filter that is space-age state-of-the-art. It does take everything out, but the problem is it'll get expensive using it. It's not that expensive initially, but the worse quality the water is, then the shorter lifespan on the filter. And so that's the problem. But what I do in the meantime is I collect rainwater, and then I just run that through this filter, because this filter does take everything out, and it's distilled equivalent water without any distillation going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to let you try it so you can verify it for yourself. And
yeah.
if you want to
be a sponsor of my
show. I was just getting to that. I'm also a sponsor for Pastor Butch, And if you're interested with my health products, which are very unique because they're very effective, and I, for example, Dr. Parker, I don't advertise. I do not have a website. I've been doing this for years. I have clients all around the country. Pastor Butch came across me by word of mouth, and he was very impressed, and I became a sponsor of his show recently. And so if you're interested, let me know. Take my number, and we can follow up with it.
Okay. And you have my number, right? You got my email.
I have your email, yes, sir.
Yeah, well, let's connect, and I'll look you over.
Okay, great. I appreciate that.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
There are millions of airborne irritants in your home, like pollen, fine dust, bacteria, mold spores, and smoke.
But now you can take control of the air you and your family breathe at home. With Filters Now having the world's largest selection of AC, furnace, humidifier, automotive, fuel oil, industrial, and vacuum filters with top quality brands like 3M and Accumulair, you'll be sure to find what you're looking for and at great prices you can afford. We have all sizes available in both custom and standard. Get any size at any time. Go to filters-now.com or call toll-free 877-991-0400. Again, that's 877-991-0400. Call now and use RBN 2006 as your special order code to receive free shipping on your order. Give us a call today and breathe the difference. Filters Now.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, on this is the tail end of the last few minutes of our show. I have a little saying that I'm picking up from the FBI because I think the FBI is right. They have a saying at the FBI that every day is 9/12, and I think that is absolutely magnificent because it's armed with technology and creativity to work, and that's what we have to do. We have to look at this like we're being attacked, which we are, and in our own way, in the own bureaucracy, our own process, all for the sake of industrial progress. And there's nothing wrong with industrial progress, but we need to look at this just like, you know, they're right. Every day is after 9/12. Okay, Kenneth in Florida. Kenneth, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Dr. Parker. I really appreciate your show and the information that you share with us. I'm learning a lot. I have a question. I lived in a place that was on a municipal water system, and you could go on their website, and they admitted to putting sodium chloride and even aluminum in the water, treating it. And I don't know, talk about a cocktail for Alzheimer's. But I bought a filter that I won't mention the name, but anyway, it has, depending on certain conditions, anywhere from a 97 point something percent reduction in sodium fluoride to 99 point something. But anyway, where I live now is on a well. And the people that have lived here for many, many years said that the water down here has a certain amount of calcium fluoride in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had heard, and I wanted to get your take on this, that there's a natural form of fluoride, such as calcium fluoride, and it doesn't impact the body like sodium fluoride. Is that true or not true?
Well, sodium fluoride is not what's taking you off. It's a silica fluoride and the calcium fluoride.
Oh, okay.
See, and see the way the industry has put it out, like on the toothpaste and the rest of it, is it's sodium fluoride is your problem. That's what we're putting in here, and this is what taking care of it. No, it's really the silica fluorides. Anything that the calcium is connected out to the silicates, why then that's what's really doing the damage in the blood.
So that I still have something to worry about on this well water.
Yeah. You have to test on the idea of the silica fluoride uptake in the water. By the way, you're on a phone that's breaking up, and I don't want to lose you. Are you on?
I apologize for that. I'm on a voice over IP connection.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's okay. I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
but the calcium fluoride is what can cause a lot of kidney problems.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See what I'm saying? You know, like you can have kidney stones from that. Usually it's a calcium-lithium combination, and it's a lot of phosphorus that's picked up. I mean, calcium fluoride has a tendency to combine with a lot of phosphorus molecules. And so that's what causes the stones, you see, the phosphorus stones and the calcium stones in the kidney. But the problem is that the body doesn't have the proper chemistry to convert that toxin into something that is not going to harm you. That's a problem.
Well, that answers my question. I appreciate that.
Well, listen, we're going to I hope you call on the next show, and I have to end my show now, but I really appreciate all the calls. And I want to dedicate this show to Ross, who's got a 3-arc bypass, and who's a veteran, and all us veterans that give tribute to the veterans, and also God bless America, and support RBN. We'll talk to you next week.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy's 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.